Us are in the midst of our Pesach preparation, and I was so moved last night because there was a couple that came over to my house to discuss what they are anticipating this Pesach, and to me, it was amazing that a young couple is worrying about this, and this is really what's on their minds right before Pesach. This young woman is expecting a baby any day, and she was concerned what's going to be if she ends up going to the hospital on Leil HaSeder, or on Erev Yontif, or on Yontif itself. And we were talking out all the various issues that can come up being in the hospital over Yom Tov and how they should deal with that. But one of the very important questions that they were talking about was, what do they do about the mitzvos halayla? What do they do about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? What do they do about Achilas Matzah and Maror? How are they supposed to deal with all of that? And I think that's actually a very, very good question. So you have to think about it from a number of different perspectives. Perspective number one is, what if they go into the hospital and she's in active labor, and she has the opportunity, let's say, on Erev Pesach to do something, to eat matzah, to eat maror, to daven, to drink the first cup of wine. Should she do that and be mekabel Yom Tov early, or do you get no credit at all if it's not Laila yet? So the story really begins with a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Samach Zayin, quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Mispalel Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. You have the right to daven Friday night davening on Friday afternoon. Vim Yirtze Mekadesh Alakos. And the Gemara says, not only do you have a right to daven Ma'ariv early, but you have a right even to have the Shabbos meal and to make Kiddush during Friday afternoon as well. Then the Mechaber writes that it goes in the other direction as well. If on Matzoi Shabbos you expect that you're going to have some kind of unusual circumstance, you're allowed to push up the Ma'ariv for Matzah Shabbos, daven on Shabbos afternoon, and even, says the Mechaber, you're even able to do that with saying Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon as well. So if you have very extenuating circumstances, that is what you'd be allowed to do, provided that it is after Plag HaMincha. That is what the Mechaber writes, and that is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish, Samach Zayin, and Hilchos Shabbos. Now, what would we say when it comes to Leil HaSeder? If this works on every other Shabbos and Yontif, that you're allowed to daven early and eat early, so then on Leil HaSeder we should say that the same rule should apply. And if I feel that I'm going to have to go into the hospital in another hour or two, and I'm not going to be able to sit down and do all the mitzvahs halayla, maybe I should just eat the matzah, eat the maror, daven, drink the dalet kosas before it's night outside, the same way that I would do that on any Shabbos or Yom Tov during the year. The problem here is we have a Mishnah, in Psachim Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, where we're told the following. Erev Psachim Samach Lemincha, the Gemara says, on Leil HaPesach, Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. You're only allowed to eat the matzah and the maror and all the mitzvahs halayla once Tzeis HaKochavim sets in, once it's dark outside. And here, for some reason, Tosus asks, why would this be different than any other Shabbos and Yom Tov? How come on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov I have the ability to make early Shabbos, early Yom Tov, and not only can I daven early, I can even make Kiddush and have the meal early? All of a sudden, when it comes to Pesach, the Mishnah says, Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. I have to wait until it's dark outside to fulfill the mitzvah, matzah, maror, dalet kosas. Why do I have to wait? So Tosas asked the obvious question, and he answers that here would be an exception to the rule. Although you're right, that on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're able to daven and eat early, when it comes to Pesach night, Tosas quotes from the Rimi Korvil, the gabe matzah, davka ba'inan ad shetechshach. When it comes to the mitzvah of eating matzah and maror, it has to be done at night, after Tzeis HaKochavim. Why? Because it says, va'achlu es habasar ba'layla hazeh. It says that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten at night. And since matzah and maror are iskeshula Pesach, since matzah and maror have to be eaten together with the Karban Pesach, therefore the Tosas understands that not only do you have to eat Karban Pesach at night, but you have to eat matzah and maror at night as well. So therefore, that would be off the table according to the way Tosas understands. But that would only be with regard to the Pesach matzah and maror. Now this year we don't have a Karban Pesach, but we do have matzah and we do have maror, so you would say, matzah and maror, there's no option to eat it before you go to the hospital. If it's too early and it's not dark outside yet, it's not Tzeis HaKochavim, you don't have the ability to fulfill those mitzvahs because we have a pasuk that va'achlu asabasar balayla hazeh. Now what about the first of the dalet kosas? What about making kiddush? So am I allowed to make kiddush before I run out to the hospital, or would you say, no, kiddush is subsumed under all the mitzvahs halayla? And the same way, matzah and maror cannot be eaten or consumed before it's dark outside, maybe kiddush should be the same. So this is a major question. The Maharil, who is the father of Minhagei Ashkenaz, the Maharil writes, Amar Mahari Segel, Plio Nizgava Be'enai. The Maharil says, I don't understand. It's a plea on his gava. Amash hatzrichem be'erev Pesach lahamtim in haseder ad halayla. Why do we tell everybody to wait to have the Seder until it's dark outside? Says the Maharil, I have a better idea. Instead of telling everybody to wait, and by the time you start eating the matzah and the mar, it's already 10, 11 o'clock at night, I have a much better idea. Say Kiddush at 6 o'clock in the afternoon when it's light outside. And by the time you finish with all of Magid, and when you finish with the first half of the Seder, by the time you get to the mitzvah achilas matzah, it'll already be dark outside. You can already add 2 hours to your Seder, start 2 hours earlier, and there's no reason to start so late. Says the Maharil, who said you're not allowed to make Kiddush early? The Torah only says, Ba'erev tochlu matzos. The Torah only says, Ba'achlu es abasar ba'layla zeh. You have to wait till nightfall to eat the matzah, the mar, and the carbon Pesach. But why is it that we have to wait till night to make Kiddush? Says the Maharil, I don't understand where this chumer came from. We should all be davening early. We should start the Seder early. And Adarabi, he says, it will make it even better. Our children will stay awake for more part of the Seder if we start earlier. That's, after all, that's what we try to do. So that's the question. The problem is, although it's Shabbos, so as far as Shabbos is concerned, you can bring it in early. But as far as the mitzvahs halayla, you're not able to. So this is the opinion of the Maharil, and he says, I don't understand where we went wrong here. How come everybody waits till it's so late at night to start the Seder? However, the Trumas HaDeshen, who is also an extremely important figure in the halachic process, many of the psakim of the Ramah are based off of the Trumas HaDeshen. And here the Trumas HaDeshen says, in my opinion, Yirali Delo Shari Lemevet Hachi. He says, I don't think that you would be allowed to make Kiddush early. And he says that since the Koshel Kiddush is part of the Dalet Kosas of the evening, therefore he says it would make sense that you have to do it at the same time that you're doing everything else. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Shasan Bevas Achas. What if you drink the 4 cups of wine, one after the other, and you don't space them out? You don't say that one of them should be on the Halel, and one of them should be on Birchas HaMazon, and one of them should be part of Kiddush. You just drink 1, 2, 3, 4 after one after the other. The Gemara says that would not be a fulfillment of the mitzvah Dalet Kosas, because that has no meaning. You have to do it as you're going through the Haggadah, and therefore the Trumas HaDeshen says, since cup number one is part of the entire evening, part of the structure of the Haggadah, therefore he says the same way matzah and marah are not able to be eaten before it's Seis HaKochavim, so too you would not be able to have any of the Dalet Kosas before it's Seis HaKochavim either. And the Shulchan Aruch adopts the opinion of the Trumas HaDeshen, rejects the opinion of the Maharil, and therefore he says, Lo Yomar Kiddush Ad Shetechshach, and Siman Taf Ayin Beis. The Mechaber writes that we wait to start the entire Seder until it's dark outside. Not only do we wait to eat the matzah and the maror, but we also wait to make Kiddush until it's dark outside as well, which is in line with the opinion of the Trumas HaDeshen. And I believe if you're in this kind of circumstance where you're not sure if you're going to be going into the hospital, certainly I would think it's a good enough reason to rely on the other opinion, which is the Maharil, and he's one of the Gedolei HaRishonim. We would assume that the early Achronim, we would assume that under such a circumstance, the Chassam Sofer writes in one of his Tshuvas, that we would assume you can rely on the Maharil if you have such extenuating circumstances, and you assume that later on you won't be able to do the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done. So at least the first cup of wine, Kiddush, you're able to drink. Now, should a woman in labor be drinking a cup of wine? Absolutely not. She should maybe have some grape juice, which generally we assume today is considered to be the same as wine for the Dalet Kosas, but that would be something that they would be able to do. The problem here is, how do you prioritize when it comes to the Seder itself? You're not going to be able to do anything. And what we were discussing last night when this couple came over is, either she's just going to be about to have a baby, or she's going to be just finishing having a baby, postpartum, and she's not going to be in the mood to have matzah and marah and everything else as she's sitting there right after she had the child. It's not so simple. And especially given the fact that all the mitzvahs halayla are supposed to be done before chatzos. So if she gives birth at 10 o'clock at night and then her husband is going to be rushing her that she should have the matzah and the marah, I don't know that it's such a great idea. I asked my father today, what does he think? He said, look, the answer really is, osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara says, when you're doing one mitzvah, you shouldn't have your mind on something else. Ein lecha mitzvah gadol mizu. You're bringing children into the world, you're fulfilling your mitzvah puru revu. That's what you should be focused on. And if it means you're not going to have matzah this year, and you're not going to have mar, and you're not going to do sipur and tzias mitzrayim, because you're in too much pain, and your mind is trying to focus on what you need to do, then that's what you should do. So last night, the husband asked me, well, in the delivery room, they only allow you to have ice chips. They don't let you eat anything. So he said, look, I could sneak in a piece of matzah, so what do you mean? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, I should really force myself. I said, look, come on. If the doctors assume that the only thing you should be doing in the delivery room is having ice chips and you shouldn't be eating any food, then I would assume that's the right thing to do. And you shouldn't try to sneak in matzah and maror when nobody's looking. There's a reason why they don't want you eating. And I was told the reason why, I'm not a doctor, I have no idea, I was told the reason why is if they need to do some kind of surgery and they need to have an incision, it's easier if the person hadn't just eaten a big meal. So, whatever, there's a reason for it, and I assume the doctors have a very good reason, whatever it might be, and therefore you should stick to the protocol. Don't try to sneak in the matzah and the maror, and you rely on the fact that osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You should focus on having the baby, and don't worry about everything else that's around you. Don't worry about the lack of matzah and maror and leil ha-seder. Just do what you have to do. However, this question, sometimes a person is in the state of mind to do something. And the question is, we're not able to do everything. So I wouldn't imagine, this woman said to me last night, even if I have a baby, and then I'm stuck in the hospital, leil ha-seder, I can sit down and have a little bit of matzah, a little bit of maror, but to sit for 3 hours, 4 hours, and actually have a whole seder at my bed, that I would imagine is going to be too difficult. So how do you figure out how to prioritize what should be done and what not? My father every year tells people who are in this kind of predicament, who aren't able to have the entire seder the way it's supposed to be done, he always says, look, the easiest way to cut out the parts of the Haggadah that are extra is, if you look in the Rambam, and you see the text that the Rambam has for the Haggadah, you'll see it's much shorter than the long Haggadah that we have today. And therefore, if you just look at the Iker, at the text that the Rambam quotes the Halacha for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is certainly a good way to know what is the priority on the Leil HaSeder and what is not. Now the question comes up not only for those who are in the hospital, but unfortunately in Eretz Yisrael there are many Chayalim who ask this question as well and who want to know. We're about to go on a mission and we have to be on call at night and we don't have the ability to be flexible, to be sitting around the whole night long drinking the Dalet Kosos and eating the matzah and eating the maror. It's the same kind of question that we have today. Or, for example, if you have a doctor, and a doctor has to be on a rotation in the middle of the night, and is not able to do everything that he otherwise would do had he been home in the comfort of his own family, having the Seder the way it's normally done, what should they do under those circumstances? So Rabbi Asher Weiss wrote a tshuva, which really is, most of it is pretty obvious. He's just laying out for us, making it simpler to figure out what is the priority under those conditions. And he writes, number one, if you can have the Kiddush, that is obviously the first thing that you should do, and he agreed that you should do it mi ba'od yom, even though we said before that usually you can't do the mitzvahs halayla until it's dark outside, but here, because you have a shas adchak, you have extenuating circumstances, you can rely on the other opinion of the Maharil, who says, yes, matzah marah, you have to wait until after it's dark outside, but the first cup, the kiddush hayom, that you can do early, just like you would do on a regular Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Maharil, and therefore in a shas adchak here, you should be maker like that and have the first cup of wine earlier. Second thing he writes that you should do is, when it comes to the Shar Mitzvahs Halayla, he says, what if you missed Chatzos? You were on call in the hospital, you were having a baby, you were in labor, you were a Chayal, whatever it may have been, and you weren't able to do the Mitzvahs Halayla. Well, normally we say that you're not able to do it past Chatzos. We paskin like the opinion that you have to finish all the Mitzvahs Halayla by Chatzos, Matzah and Mar. What if I was in the hospital, I wasn't able to? So he says, then we would say, you still have from Chatzos until the morning, till Alos HaShachar, you still have that buffer zone, you're still able to eat matzah maror. However, you should not recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. You shouldn't say Al Achilas Matzah. You have to, obviously have to say HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz and Borei Pri HaGafen, that's a Birchas HaNenin, but you cannot say the Birchas HaMitzvah because it's a major suffix in the Rishonim, how we paskin, whether or not you're able to fulfill these mitzvahs after Chatzos. So if you're able to, you should try, but you should not make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Obviously, the first mitzvah that you should prioritize is Achilas Matzah, because of all the mitzvahs halayla, Achilas Matzah is something that is de'araisa even bizman hazeh, even at a time when we have no Karban Pesach, even at a time when Mar bizman hazeh is only derabbanan, the Gemara says, we assume that Matzah retains its original status, Matzah is considered a mitzvah mid de'araisa, and therefore, if you can, you should try your best to have at least a kezayis of Matzah before Chatzos. That would be the first priority. Now you try to figure out what would come next in the list of priorities. Let's say I have maror on the one hand, or dalet kosos. Which one should I try to fulfill if I have only a limited amount of time or energy to do one of the two? So it's a good question. On the one hand, dalet kosos are a very important mitzvah because persume nisa, dalet kosos are because vahotseisi v'itzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti. On the other hand, the maror, the reason why we eat it is because we want to remind ourselves of all of the bitter times that happened in Mitzrayim, and the maror, in fact, would be a mitzvah midaraisa when we have Karban Pesach. That's what we refer to as ikaro midaraisa. The Torah itself gives us a reference to the eating of the maror, which we do not find when it comes to the dalet kosos. Dalet kosos is simply only midrabanan. And therefore, it's clear that if you have the opportunity to either eat maror, or on the other hand, have the dalet kosos, we would encourage somebody that should have a kazayis of maror, because that is something that already has a precedent in the Torah itself. Now, when it comes to the Haggadah itself, as we mentioned, if you only have time to say an abridged version of the Haggadah, the best place to look is in the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, when he describes the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam there gives us the bare bones minimum of what you need to say in order to fulfill your obligation. And if a person finds themselves in that kind of situation, that's where you should look to know how to cut down the entire Haggadah. The main thing is we should all be healthy, we should feel Zman Chei Ruseinu. Every year my father likes to say, whenever we have the Seder together, my father always says that there are doctors who he knows in the emergency room who tell him that one of the busiest nights for Orthodox Jews is on Leil HaSeder. Why? Because many people who aren't allowed to drink wine drink too much wine, and many people who aren't allowed to eat matzah eat too much matzah, and people eat the mar and they get sick from it. So he says, that's Zman Chei Ruseinu. That's not an expression of Erech Eris. If we're going to get sick and end up in the hospital, that's not what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. V'chai behem v'lo sheyamos behem. That is not the way that we express Erech Eris. A chole has to be careful that before Pesach they look into it. Are you able to have the matzah and the maror? Are you able to have the dalet kosos or not? If not, obviously you're considered an anus and you have a ptur. And the main thing is that we should be able to feel that sense of Zman Chei Ruseinu. If you're not going to feel it because you're going to make yourself sick from doing those mitzvahs, generally we assume that would not be something that we have an obligation to do to ourselves, because that's not what the Torah ever expected of us as we celebrate this Yom Tov of Zman Chei Ruseinu.